KSL's top story this hour, tragedy strikes a member of the BYU football coaching staff. Reno Mahe's young daughter is fighting for her life in the hospital.
She was found hanging in the window blinds. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, this is 3-year-old Elsie Mahe. We've learned that the accident happened yesterday morning at their home in Lehigh. Her mother, Sunny, started CPR and the little girl was flown to Primary Children's Hospital. She is sedated and breathing with a respirator, we're told, and she's expected to remain that way for up to 48 hours to help her brain and body heal. A family Facebook page giving updates says that head coach Kalani Sitake has been by her bedside. Governor Herbert has also visited. His son-in-law as a receivers coach who works closely with Reno. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, the young daughter of a BYU football coach is in the hospital after a tragic accident in her home.
Reno Mahe's 3-year-old girl was found hanging in the window blinds. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the last update from a family friend was posted at about 3 a.m. It says it's still too soon to say how things are going for 3-year-old Elsie. They say she was playing with a friend in another room yesterday morning when she became strangled in the blinds in her home. Her mother, Sunny Mahe, performed CPR, then Elsie was flown to Primary Children's Hospital. She has been sedated and on a respirator. The biggest concern is how long she went without oxygen. But the Facebook post says her breathing and heart rate improve when her siblings or her parents are next to her singing to her. People are commenting from around the world saying they are praying for this family. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.